have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversation with church leaders about social media, web trends, and everything and anything else our hosts want to talk about. Nils Smith is the innovation pastor at Community Bible Church in San Antonio, Texas, loves the Spurs, and walking the streets of New York with his family. Jay Cranda is the online campus pastor at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, loves the Lakers, anything golf, and once could do a heel flip. To engage with the show, use the hashtag SMCPodcast. Let's join the show.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I am Nils Smith, and not on this episode is not, I'm doing a double negative there, but Jay Cranda, my co-host, is not on this episode, but I am joined by a familiar face to the Social Media Church Podcast and the original host, founder, and creator of the Social Media Church Podcast, DJ Chuang. DJ, welcome to the podcast again.
Thank you, Nils, for inviting me back.
So we're glad to have you. We want to catch up with all that's happened in the last 10 months since you've released the podcast under my leadership and under Jay's leadership. But before we talk about that, I want to get your honest, direct, real feedback about what you've heard and listened to. Is before we got on, you shared with me that you've listened to at least a portion of every episode. So you've been following the podcast. I want to hear your thoughts, but let's recap a little bit about what happened 10 months ago or a year ago is where these conversations started. So I called you, or maybe I texted you or something, saying, DJ, I'm thinking about starting a podcast. You have any advice for me? And you said, hey, can we get on the phone, you know, or can you call or something? Something yes. Led to a phone call pretty quickly. Let walk through that. What happened over yes. time a year ago?
Now that you mentioned, I think it was an email.
Okay.
So we were going old school.
We're going old school.
And you want to start a podcast. And when I hear people wanting to jump in on a platform, I often think of, well, what already exists that you could take to the next level and starting from scratch.
Yeah.
And something that had been stirring in me is I realized my son was a senior in high school, and this would be the last year that I would have to spend maximum amount of time with him. So we explored and discussed the idea of, well, what if you became the new host of the Social Media Church podcast, and I would be able to set aside my side projects and devote my time to my son. And we shook on it, I think, virtually.
Yep.
And handed you the baton, and you and Jay have done a tremendous job. It's been a real delight to see you take it up to the next level.
Well, and we shook on it virtually, but shortly after that, you and I hooked up there in Orange County, went to the Oakley headquarters, kind of toured that together, and then landed at Jay's house, Jay Cranda's house, for dinner. He cooked us steaks, if you remember that.
Yes.
We were just hanging out there, and we shared with him, hey, guess what? I'm taking over Social Media Church Podcast. And Jay's like, I'd like to do that too. And so that's where, just in kind of a casual interaction and conversation, and I think you had really encouraged us, man, wouldn't it be cool if people could just put a microphone in the middle of this room and hear this conversation that's going on right now? And so we said, you know what, yeah. let's take that concept and let's take it to the Social Media Church Podcast.
Yeah. And that's what spontaneously combusted. It's wonderful to see. That's kind of how God works in my life. I only have short beam, low beam headlights, so I can't see far down the road, but God brings opportunities in front of me and then things take off like that. Yeah. And so it's been a joy for me to see you and Jay having these weekly conversations about social media and tech, because social media is spilling over into everything else in our interconnected world.
Yeah. So in 10 months time, or maybe almost a year now, we have made a lot of changes to the Social Media Church Podcast. I want your honest feedback, your very direct feedback of what, you know, we kind of went through some branding changes. We kept to the orange, you know, we couldn't change the orange. We shortened the podcast. We moved from WordPress to Squarespace. Sometimes I just, you know this about me, I just make changes because I like change. We moved to hosting on a free host to Libsyn. We, you know, anyways, I don't even know all the changes we made. But what are your thoughts? What are some things that you really like that you saw? And what are the things that you're like, that doesn't make sense to me?
No, both of you are pastors of innovation. Or actually, you're the pastor of innovation. Jay's just a online church pastor.
He gets that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. And no, I appreciate the changes that you're experimenting with. And I know both of you are very data driven. So you're making informed decisions, not just spur of the moment. And so you're very sensitive to audience engagement. And that's a great thing. I was less interested in that. I was just trying to learn how to develop a platform and show others how easy it is, because I think churches and church leaders have so much more to say about technology and about life in our digital society than they are, that it seems like churches are only constrained to talking about sermons.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have so much more to add, and I'm so glad you've taken it the direction you have. One thing I do miss is the more robust show notes that I used to spend time doing.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is that people are not searching for church and social media, but when they do find you.
Yes. Yes.
So
we're right at the top. When you search church social media, it's at the top. One of the things we found is that so much of our traffic comes from Google search, from the stuff that you had built over the first 2 years. Those show notes, I guess, is probably the secret sauce to a lot of that SEO that was just naturally built. That's a great critique. You know, so one of the things that we went into it is, how can we do this as efficiently time management wise as possible? So we do no edits, you know, on the podcast. It is start, finish, and we put the bumpers on. I pay somebody $5 on Fiverr to do the quick edit of adding those bumpers. And we upload it. You know, we take show notes live and we email that to my executive assistant. She hands it off to my virtual assistant and it gets uploaded. So we have tried to make efficient systems, but that's a great critique of, man, we probably should be more detailed, and not just for value to those listeners, but also for the value to the SEO opportunities around.
But the data shows that, you know, the time and effort it takes to link and research all those show notes takes an enormous amount of time for comparatively little return. So I don't fault you for that, but you are doing great at audience engagement. You found a timing format that better engages and still delivers meaningful and useful content.
I appreciate it, DJ. I would say, having done this for a year now and even sharing the platform with Jay, is there's a lot of weeks I can't do it, and so Jay has filled in, or he can't, like right now he's not on, and so I'm doing it without him. This is a lot of work, you know, this is a whole lot of work. And then I would say the main reason we don't have more guests on is coordinating with guests is a whole nother level of work. And so I have seen through doing this how much energy and work and effort this takes, and I don't make a penny. You know, you've never made a penny off of this. This is a labor of love, as you called it, and for myself and for Jay as well. This is a labor of love for us, and we have really enjoyed it. But I understand now how much went into you building this platform. So I appreciate the 2 years that you invested in the platform and doing this. So here's the question I have for you in front of everybody. I'm putting you on the spot, so you really probably can't say no on the spot. But you asked you a year ago, you just basically handed me the keys. Like, here's the password. You know, the brand is yours. Yep. I said, DJ, I can't take the brand. You spent 2 years building the brand. I just want to steward it. I'm not asking you now to give us the brand, but will you allow us to continue to steward it? Because we're loving it and we want to move forward. What's your hope? Because I feel like it's you've always said this is a kingdom platform.
Yes.
It's not your platform, my platform. But how do you feel about it moving forward?
Well, since you put me on the spot, I do appreciate you stewarding the platform, and you've done a great job, and I'm hopeful and I believe that you will continue to steward it. And perhaps the next level of this platform growing and serving and engaging the audience will be some kind of an online course that you and I know a guy named Godvertiser, Kenny Jang, that's got a platform that can really automate that and make it easy to just capture the learnings in a more curriculum-driven format so that others can use social media effectively. I know you've already been a part of developing onlinechurchleaders.com.
Right.
That's a online course that's free that equips churches to do online church. And we also see that churches, church leaders, church people need to learn social media just to get more of those people on and engaged. So that's the most obvious next step for socialmedia.church. And who knows what else you and Jay will dream of. I know you've made a secret announcement. Actually, not a secret announcement. You made a special announcement several episodes back about how you want to help churches get on Apple TV.
Yes.
So those are two things right there.
There you go. So the Apple TV, you know, is a project we are, you know, I would say next episode, we will probably be making a big announcement on. I'm tempted to make it in this one, but without Jay here, I'm going to let him hold off and make that announcement. But we've been making some great progress in that area. I'm excited to share with you that we Jay and I actually recorded the first session of the Social Media Church course last time we recorded a podcast. So probably 2 weeks ago, we recorded the first session. Jay has edited it. It looks great. And so we're excited to release that. We don't have a date on when that will release, but I'm glad that gives us good confirmation that we're moving in a good direction there.
See, we're listening to the same Holy Spirit guiding us together.
We are. I'll tell you just a few things that we've been brainstorming too about for the brand and how this we can better serve the church is expanding Social Media Church beyond just a podcast and expanding to a blog as well. So getting more content and more of a hub for the conversations about social media for church leaders. And DJ, as our hope, you know, is moving forward, I know your son has now graduated, that you will be able to engage further. And I know you've got plenty of projects and plenty of things. And so I'm glad that you've been able to launch this platform and hand it off. But I hope that that you're in the near future, you'll be able to be more engaged, whether that's with the blog, whether that's, you know, a regular on the podcast, but we hope you'll be more engaged. Will you speak to a little bit or just maybe share with us personally, how was that time? So your son's now at college. He's at Biola, I believe.
Yes.
You want to share a little bit about that time and was it sure. valuable and taking the time off?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very happy that I was able to do that with my son. I mean, it didn't turn out to be that I was spending an hour with him every night. You know, he was hanging out with his buddies.
Sure.
As any good high school senior that's sociable would do. But to know that I've made that gesture, and we did have some times that I hope were meaningful. But, you know, the thing is, when you're building relationships, you don't know what kind of impact you have on the other person.
Yeah.
But you have to invest that time. And God does wonderful things with that. And I hope you'll look fondly back on that year.
Yeah.
I know I do. And he did just enroll at Biola University. He lives on the dorms about a month ago.
Okay.
Putting to be a math major with a trumpet minor. And now I'm officially an empty nester. So I do have more time on my hands.
Yeah.
I've taken on another side project, which is called MultiAsian.Church. So that will be a book that captures the learnings that I've had over the past 20 years of connecting and serving Asian American churches and multi-ethnic churches in a book so people can digest the content with their church leadership team.
Is that domain live now?
It is live, and I'm actually sharing a chapter of my manuscript, each chapter that I write for public feedback.
Yeah.
The rough draft will be available as open source. And then when it's finished, it'll be polished with the feedback of listeners like you, if you have interest in that topic.
Yes.
And want to make it available in print and digital.
That's awesome. So we will include that in the show notes, multiasian.church. And I love that you're using the .church URL. Let's talk about URLs a little bit. I want to speak to, though, you know, you and I have a lot of personal interactions. And that's one of the things I've loved. As you and I met up earlier in the year at Facebook, and I guess we connected at Google first, and then we met up at Facebook later with your son. So it's fun to meet him. And then he and I went without you to the augmented reality place Z Spot. And so we had a good time getting to connect up there in the Bay Area. But you're doing some interesting things. So I want to talk about the .church URL a little bit, but your primary focus is with the .bible domain. We talked about that a little bit in the past, but yes. For those that are new to the episode, talk a little bit about what you're doing and
yes.
what is that all about, .bible?
Well, let me transition this way. Just a couple weeks ago on October 3rd, and it was a Saturday afternoon, life.church switched over to the .church top-level domain. Their previous brand was lifechurch.tv.
Yeah. Big shift.
They're one of the most influential and innovative churches, and if they can do it, That's going to have some.
And you talk about 30 campuses that they're changing signage for, and they're doing everything. That's a big move, big shift.
It's a big move. I think it speaks well of their innovation as well as of the future of domain names, that it will no longer be just a .com world, but it will be meaningful extensions that categorize all the different channels and communities on the web. And Life.Church and YouVersion are partners with us on the .Bible top level domain, for which I work with my day job, that I get paid to do some awesome things and creating and shaping the future of the internet. And so they've partnered with us to launch free.bible as a quick and easy and meaningful and memorable way to share their Bible app. So you can say to someone, or you could quickly type in your mobile phone, free.app, it'll instantly take you to the right app store on whatever platform you're on. And that's the kind of thing that we see in the future, that instead of using Bitly with some cryptic code, you can actually give meaningful domain names to access whatever resource on the internet.
I love it. Well, to talk about a little bit, and so one of the other URLs that they have, which I tried to get, but they beat me to it, I guess, because their access was online.church. So if you get an online.church, it takes you to their internet campus or online campus, I guess is what they call it. So anyways, they are leading the way, and they've led the way in so many different areas and different ways with these new top level domains when it comes to the church. I just found out from the, I went to a fireside chat with the CTO of New York the other day, first time the city's had a CTO. .NYC is the most used top level domain out there. And so it just surpassed
.XYZ.
No, there was another one that it had passed up.
Club.
.Berlin was maybe the top one. Is that right?
Okay. Possibly. There's some different dashboards measuring usage and registrations, and there's different ways to dice and slice all the metrics.
Okay, interesting. And maybe it was even city. I don't know. But .NYC is really moving fast, so that was interesting for me to find out as a New Yorker. But you're seeing these top-level domains really catching on. And from my perspective, if Life Church is going to invest in this and make, I can't even imagine how expensive that is to make a shift. It speaks to the value and even almost the direction of the technology and the thought that went into a decision like that.
Yeah.
Tell me, what is the process? What is it? How do you even create a new extension? What has been your learnings over the last 18 months, 2 years that you've been working on this? And then what is your hope for the next couple of years around .Bible?
Well, I've been on this project a little over 2 years now, and it's amazing how much infrastructure and policies and politics and technology it takes to run the internet.
Yeah.
It's become so transparent and so transformative in our lifestyles. Mm. There are so many layers underneath the iceberg, and it's been a learning curve even for me. And here's one of the contrasts is as fast as the quote .com digital world is moving so fast, Facebook rolls out another update every other week.
Yeah.
Well, the internet infrastructure takes months and years to roll out changes. So it's quite a contrast in the same ecosystem.
Yeah.
And so as we speak, there's over 1,000 new domain extensions, including .brands. And we're just beginning to see how that will impact the future with the likes of a Life.Church changing its entire digital presence and their physical brand, which is very much a costly endeavor. And they're only saving 2 characters. They're dropping .tv. I mean, it's not that much of a typing saving.
Yeah, sure.
Whereas other organizations get a much better saving. The other large church example I've been watching is ccb.church. Christ Church of the Valley down in Phoenix.
Yeah.
They have a domain that was very generic, ccvonline.com. You know, what is that, right?
Right.
But when you look at ccv.church, you know it's church.
Yeah.
And that's the magic of the new top-level domains is you know what you're getting right in the domain name. And second thing, there's a biblical precedence for the power of a name. When you look at Genesis 1, nothing came into existence until it was spoken. And what was the first thing that God commanded Adam to do?
What was the first thing?
The first thing.
I don't know.
Name the animals.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's power in naming, and that's what these domain names have the power to do, even as domain names.
Yeah, yeah.
That we have the power to name and create the new future for the internet.
And that is a good connection there.
So that's the future. It's here for us to make it. Yes. And so Life.Church is beginning to demonstrate and show its leadership and influence. Google has weighed in with ABC.XYZ as it has rebranded and reorganized as an organization under the name of Alphabet. But they chose one of these new generic top-level domains to do that. And in the near future, we'll see things like .BMW and .Google and .YouTube and other brands. And with all their marketing power, it's going to really change public perception and adoption for how the internet should look. Just like television, we only have three channels.
And right.
The internet, as we know it, you know, it still has a very strong reputation for .com, .net, .org.
Yeah.
Just as TV had ABC, CBS, and NBC. But in the now in the digital world, we have over 500 cable channels and then internet channels like crazy. People aren't necessarily overwhelmed, but they do, you know, gravitate selectively to the channels that they want. Well, the internet is headed that way too, with 1,000 new domain extensions.
Well, I think too, if you lost out on a .com or a .org around your brand, you kind of have a new, fresh opportunity to jump on a new brand of URL. And I think probably that's where Life.Church really saw a lot of value. I'm guessing Life.Church.com was taken when they wanted it. And so they settled for .tv and went all in with it. And I say that, I don't know their story. I don't know the history. But for many people that were in that same boat, I've heard of companies that have paid $500,000 for a .com because they really, you know, people almost just assume you're going to have that top domain. But now I think that is changing. And I see it all over New York. The .nyc URL is used all over the place. And you see it in almost every subway ad. And so it is, it's fun to see the internet changing and it's exciting to have a friend that's in that space and a part of the new internet, as we know it and how you find things on the internet.
Can I ask what you're using in the .nyc world? Because you have to be a resident of New York City to register one of those domains.
So I have nils.nyc and that's what I'm using. I'm actually shifting on my social media, to use, I've got to connect with Bitly. And so I'm using it as a short URL shortener right now. I have a confession I need to make to you. I have an addiction to buying domain names. And so I personally own about 85 domain names. Anytime I have an idea, and that happens about every 30 seconds, I think, I have to go buy a domain name. And if I can't get a good domain name, it's a useless idea. And so with so many new domain names out there, like I think I own 12.guides. So there's a lot of like online courses that I'm constantly talking about. And so I own like podcast.guide. I own churchtechnology.guide. And so I, you know, anything with my name, you know, I own as many as I could buy. I'm curious, do you have a similar addiction being connected to the internet in this way? Or you have a little more constraints on your domain?
I don't have that particular addiction.
Okay.
And I'm not going to confess what addictions I do have.
Okay.
One of the things that drives my use of technology is I like to innovate on $0 budget.
Yes. So
I always play with the things that are free or figure out how to do things that are free. So
yes.
My domain names.
There you go. So, that's my own private addiction that I deal with. And Jay Crandon likes to give me a hard time about it.
Confession's good for the soul.
It is very good for the soul. But these new domain names is not helping, and none of them are cheap. So .com, .co, some of the old ones I used to buy, and I've let a lot of them go. They were cheap, you know. Most of them are $40 to, you know, I usually don't buy them if they're more than 40 or 50 bucks, but they're going up. They're going up.
Well, here's another part related to that. The future may be one that is not shaped so much by Bitly. One of the things with Bitly is if the keyword's already used, even with your custom domain, you can't use it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, which is like really frustrating. You can't do nils.nyc/podcast.
Interesting.
That's probably taken.
Yeah.
And one of the new things that's starting to develop that some of the industry people are talking about is branded navigation.
Hmm.
And so instead of using Bitly shortcut links, a few of the pioneers are using domain names as the shortcut to get to web pages and URLs and landing pages and events and campaigns.
So explain that.
So, Nils, let's say you were able to get the domain nils.me.
Yes.
You could use that domain name to directly go to your about page, which might be at nils.nyc/about.
Yeah.
And so the future that could be present is the disappearance of the slash.
Yeah.
And that we just use domain names to get around web pages as well as resources. And the top brands will be able to do that the most.
Yeah. Interesting. I do that. I probably have 3 or 4 pages like that, that I, you know, like right now, nilsmith.com points to my blog. And so everything is under nilsmithsolutions.com. Mm-hmm. That was kind of accidental. It's not intentional. I often move too fast and don't structure things the way I should. But I, you know, anyways, that's interesting. And I think you'll see more and more of that because it's so much easier to say, just go to DJ, you know, .go, and it's, you know, it will take you to where you want to go or wherever it might be. And so I think you're going to see a lot of interesting stuff around that. Well, let's wrap up. DJ, is there anything else that you want to share with the social media church world before we let you go in this podcast?
Oh, I'm sure we could think of many other things to talk about, but I know we're past the 20-minute mark. I want to honor the new format of socialmedia.church. And love to come back once a month or something like that if you can make time for me to join in on the conversation.
Yeah. Well, thanks for taking the time to be on with us. You are always welcome. We record, just so you know, DJ, and anybody else that might want to join, we record on Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern time. So if anybody wants to join, this is an open forum. This is an open microphone, open platform. For 95% of the people out there, we're going to leave out people like Jason Kasten and guys like that. I'm just kidding. Anybody named Jason is welcome on this show, and anybody else, this is an open forum. So we're so glad to have you, DJ, this week on the podcast, the special edition podcast. And we went over, and I'm excited to go over, and I think our audience will be happy to see that. And DJ is showing off, if you're watching on YouTube, the .xyz shirt that he has on as he shows off the new internet world that he has been a part of shaping. So thanks for listening to this edition of the Social Media Church podcast. We will see you later.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church podcast. To learn more about the hosts, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the hashtag SMC Podcast to engage with the hosts. Thanks again for listening.